warning, this podcast contains wild opinions, unfiltered laughs, and zero regard for good behavior. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Can you guys hear us? Because I can't hear me.
Like, oh, we can now.
Thanks for coming out. Grace, can you turn a tiny bit up? There you go. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate all of you guys and all your support. We do want to know that we want all you to take photos.
Yes. So previously it had been said that maybe you don't want to take photos. We do want you to take photos. You're as much a part of the show as we are. So by all means, take video, take photos. And when you post, go ahead and hashtag Big Party Show so we can all share this experience with all the people who didn't make it to the time.
Yeah. Molly's wearing her don't trust the fart pants today.
I'm feeling so confident about tonight's activities that I wore all whites.
I changed up too.
You look nice.
Look at this.
Okay, fit check, fit check.
We got to do a fit check. Wylene was really concerned with that I might be exposing too much.
Wow.
So that's a really weird thing when you come out of a room and she's staring at my crotch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, you're married. I hope that happens more often than not.
Anyway, so we should fit check real quick.
Okay. And fit check.
There you go. I just made 80 people look at my crotch at the same time. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, dream realized. Yes.
This is a big day. Actually, I don't know if you realize it. We got Employee of the Month coming up.
Big one tonight.
Which I have to give this shirt out to June. Hey, Peter, can you come up here real quick?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend, Peter Coffey.
This is Peter, Molly's hubby. He's the talent manager and also Husband of the Year nominee.
Oh, my God. Husband of the Year nominee.
Here you go, my friend. Congratulations. Yes. And also unplanned. We didn't plan this. Look at that. We should give some love to Gracie. Gracie right here. Raise your hand. That's our super producer,
super
Gracie.
Super producer. She's so
I have not run her out yet. Not yet.
But patient and lovely and patient.
Absolutely.
So patient.
Also, another thing I don't think you realize is that we didn't plan this like this.
No.
So we thank you all for supporting. But this is actually the 50th episode.
Shut up.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's like the universe.
That is weird. I don't keep track. You keep track. I feel like
I keep
I'm
track
the dude
of everything,
in this relationship
yeah.
where I'm like, I don't know. What is it? What's the anniversary? And you're like, it's 50.
So I knew you didn't know, so I got you something for the 50th.
Wow.
And most likely I farted on it. Probably not this one. So I got her this. So 50 episodes. I never thought we'd get
episodes.
To 50 this quick.
Okay, so I've got her.
Yeah.
Party crasher. Okay, I'm safe so far. So far, so good. And then finally, we've got this one. You guys are seeing it before I do. So let's see what we've got going on. Ask me about my cats. Yes.
All of that's at the merch store, too, by the way. And I got the Employee of the Month because I was the first one to get it. So basically, you don't have to wait anymore for someone to acknowledge you guys at your workplace. You can just get the shirt at the Big Party Show merch store, and then you can just be Employee of the Month all the time. It's a good thing, though, because when you wear it around, and I do, people look and they know. They do know, so yeah.
Which is wild because
it's a weird thing.
It started off years ago where you really were trying to get, like you were really campaigning for Employee of the Month, and then were devastated by the fact that it never was you.
I was at a company for 22 years. I mean, who's been the company, who's been at the company the longest in this room? How long have you been, Patrick?
30 years
Employee of the Month?
Work.
What?
Not once?
How about you? 43 Employee of the Month? Get a shirt.
Seriously.
Get a shirt.
At this point, you do need to just self-promote at that point. 43 years, you're like, you're lucky I show up. Employee of the month.
Get a shirt. Anyway, what happened was that people were getting employee of the month at the, you know, the last place I was working at, and I was there for 22 years. And I didn't understand, because I'm a good worker.
You are.
I show up.
No, you
are. So they gave someone the employee of the month for showing up because he broke his leg.
Oh, and I'm like, my God.
Why? Anyway, so I campaigned with employee of the month. I never got it. And we created worst employee of the month, which
you
was
got
fun.
All the but, time. Yeah. All the time, like every other month. We're like, let's just call this the big party.
Well, happy 50th. I think our days were different today. You went on a parade.
Yeah, I went to the Pride Parade this morning and walked. Yes. Oh, my God. It was... I haven't walked in a parade in forever, and it was only the Pride Parade that could get me to break that desert of, like, I don't like parades. I know that's a really not popular thing to say.
Yeah.
But then today...
It was a perfect day.
It was a perfect day. And I, you know, a friend had they were walking in the parade. They're like, want to walk with us? I'm like, sure. I'll walk in the Pride Parade. Yeah. So I looked all proud. You couldn't see me, though. I ended up wearing this balloon suit. I can't
a
even make this
suit.
Stuff up. I ended up wearing a balloon suit where I looked like a big sea anemone. Like I had like all these tentacles and all this stuff.
So are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I am not kidding you. I have to show you these photos. So you couldn't see my face. So even walking in a parade, I was like, I don't want anybody looking at me.
Okay.
Like I wanted to be in the parade, but I didn't want to be in the parade.
Yeah. You are the parade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I just walked around. And then you did what today?
I
pool boy.
I got a pedicure.
No.
How many guys? This is always a thing. I know Peter hasn't. Peter, have you ever gotten a pedicure?
No.
Okay. Do you cut your own nails?
Yes.
How?
What?
Okay, anyway. Has anybody, any guys get pedicures here? God, that's
right,
it. Patrick,
pass.
You're not getting them. You get them too? I don't get color. Do you get color?
No color.
No color.
Clear.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
you,
nice,
you
too. Isn't
buff?
It a good feeling? And then after that, I went to and got the, what is that called? It's reflexology.
You got that today?
Yeah, we went and got that today. Because I had to get the pedicure before
you.
I went to the reflexology. Are you guys familiar with that? They basically rub your feet down. Yeah, they rub you down.
You had a foot fetish day.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you gotta, like, you know what? You talking about making some extra money. OnlyFans.
It got better because as the guy's working me, they say, for $4 more, do you want another person?
Oh, my God. You have to. That's the best $4 you'd spend. For
Absolutely.
Ego alone, you're like, I have two people rubbing my feet. I am
well,
a sultan.
This is how it worked. So there's a guy that is, you know, like a hardcore massage. So they're using their elbow. So it's a full body thing.
Yes.
Is the package we got. And then they work the feet. So they're really grinding in on you. And then when the second dude came in... and started rubbing the feet, I couldn't determine what felt worse because the feet would feel nice, but
so
then he would start
grinding
on you.
You earlier today, yeah. So that's why you're so relaxed right now. Got it. Okay.
Then I finished with
Good
Wylene.
To know. Then you're Wylene checking out your crotch. Okay.
Then I finished with Wylene plucking my eyebrows.
You
I feel like we did a Freaky Friday thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, here I am like, what should I wear? I guess I'll wear white jeans.
Yeah.
That one shirt and then that white shirt. Okay, done and done. He's like, what should I wear, Wylene?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, this is it.
Well, no, but she had to tell you about the no-go shorts.
The what?
The no-go shorts.
These shorts.
Those are the ones she told you not to wear?
Yeah. Well, she made me wear tight underwear. So now it looks littler. Okay. I'm so self-conscious, I don't want to stand up.
Okay, yeah, don't. Yeah. Don't, because I thought, wow, how bad were the ones that he was wearing before, if those were the ones.
Oh, believe me, I was humping the air out there. I mean, I was making it worse, so yeah. But, yeah, these are the shorts. Does anyone have an outfit like this? It's like I'm just Ken outfit. Like,
yeah, you are. You know what? You're Knuff.
I'm Knuff. I think Manuel has one. Manuel is my brother-in-law. Ooh. He's the one that got me on it.
Manuel could pull it off. Yeah.
Why didn't you wear yours?
Manuel's got the swagger. You look like you're like, hey.
I hear you. I totally hear you. All right, so we got questions. Questions,
questions. Oh, this
questions.
Is going to be fun. Okay, so we've started, obviously, doing this. If you listen to the podcast, you know that we do no dumb questions, just Wait, stupid answers.
I want to get to this video real quick before we hit the questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay, how many people got wings?
We do Motivational Monday first. We got to do Motivational Monday.
Oh, we got to do that. All right. This is our first show. So, yeah, everything's
so
kind
please,
of array.
Patience. We're figuring this
we
out.
We should motivate you before we let you down. Yeah. Right? All right. Go ahead.
Well, shit. Again, honestly, your only flaw might be your memory. But I guess that's why I'm here. Allow me to remind you, you're a spectacular badass.
Yes.
You are sexy. You are smart.
Okay.
And you got more endurance than a Twinkie in an apocalypse. Oh. When the going gets tough, your fine ass gets to own it. So shove that self-doubt straight into the septic tank and hold your head up high. Now get the fuck out there and dominate.
All right.
You are really dropping some F-bombs.
All right.
Today.
Motivation.
Motivated.
All right. So here's a lesson in dipping for all you wing people.
Oh, no.
You can't unsee this. I can't.
That's how you dip it in sauce. That's how you dip it in sauce. Don't be doing a little dabble. Dip it in sauce.
Oh my God.
That's how you dip it. Don't be doing no bullshit with no little tiny ass dip. If you're gonna dip it in sauce, dip it. Like that. Don't be stupid.
Oh my God, she won't stop.
You little dollop, like an idiot. Dipper.
Oh my Lord. Oh.
All right, that's how you dip it in sauce.
No. No.
You won't unsee that. That'll be in your
it's
dreams.
So, it's like, creamy
that's
sauce.
That's how you
like,
dip it in sauce.
Not.
All right, now we can roll to questions.
Okay, so. You guys know that we do this thing on the podcast called No Dumb Questions, Just Stupid Answers. So we reached out to you guys that bought tickets to maybe help us. And so we are now going to answer some of these suggestions, the dumb questions. And God knows, I'm sure there are some in there because Party and I put some in there too. So just to let you know, we could also like...
No, we don't know what
yeah, but we
any
don't
of these
know.
Questions are.
I don't know what he wrote, God help me. And he doesn't know what I wrote. So, you know, so there's that. But we're going to answer a couple of these. And then actually probably maybe take a couple, like, from the audience, like, your answers on
yeah,
what...
Yeah, if you guys want to answer. I mean, this show is you guys.
Right.
It's not just us two. Because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be around. So we do want you guys to participate, if you like, or we're going to force you. So there's that. All right, so you
want to
go?
Do you want me to draw one?
Go ahead, draw.
All right, let's see what this one is. Okay, when you eat a chocolate bunny, do you eat the ears or the butt first? Which one do you do?
Ears.
Ears?
I think I'd probably eat the ears first.
Is that like, I mean, clap if you're an ears person.
Okay.
All right, that seems like a lot of ears.
Now clap if you're a butt person.
Yeah, are you...
There you go. There's
okay.
one.
Well, there we
Only
go.
Only one will admit.
Yeah, he's the other guy that also clapped when you said you got pedicures. So you guys have a lot in common. You know, I don't know. I guess I would say it feels weird. I will say this. It feels weird to eat the butt first because it's
yeah.
such a butt.
It's a butt.
Like it's not like the ears are kind of cute and they're bunny, but like a butt's a butt. And like yeah. once you get down to that part, you're like, I don't
know. What's left? When do you stop? Now you have a... Now you have a hole.
I do not. I stop before the butt.
I mean, come on.
I always get annoyed because now that they all make them, they're hollow. Oh. And they like crumble and crack and you can't even like really like once you bite then it just shatters. I like it when it's like really difficult, like when they're solid and you're like getting in there. Like you might lose a tooth. Getting those ears off that rabbit.
Yeah.
It's fair.
It's fair.
Feels
yeah.
fair.
Okay, we got one right here. Someone wants to know, is Boy George still my teenage crush?
Oh!
Sometimes you share stuff on the radio that never disappears. All right, so...
Please.
No. I did go see Boy George when he was at... Is that a he or a she? Anyway, so I thought... when he was at Stir Cove, and it was a great show.
Right.
But when I was in high school, I went to high school in Germany. Okay. So I was just kind of disconnected with the music scene because, I mean, it was a while ago. Well, anyway, I thought Boy George was a girl. So I had its poster up, and I would play his songs, and I would sit there and stare at the poster. Weird.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it is still my crush. I love Boy George. The funny thing is that Wylene, whenever she hears the sweet Wylene, whenever she hears the song and we're walking around, she'll point it out.
You're like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, there's your thing.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you guess she really loves
I
you.
Guess still teenage crush, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because he was not attractive. Like, even on, like, the female end of things. Like, it was
don't
like,
say I have bad taste.
That was, like, a really... That was a really rough-looking woman.
Don't say I have bad taste.
That was a lady with some miles. And you were yeah. like, love it.
Gonna
marry
love it.
Love it. Yes. Gonna marry it. Okay, what do we do? Who do you like more, Madison or Oliver?
Oh, boy.
Only one right response. Repeat after me. Madison's my fave. Well, this is an inside job.
Yes, it is.
This has to do with your lovely stepson, Oliver, and his blushing bride, Madison.
New bride.
So I think...
Just got married.
Just got married. We got newlyweds in the house.
Just got married.
Madison.
Who's my favorite? I can't say that. That's not a fun thing to
I think if Oliver's the one who wrote this... Madison should be your favorite.
It's Madison's handwriting?
I don't know. I don't know their handwriting.
You wouldn't be able to read Oliver's.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then it must be Madison.
Yeah.
Madison's getting some self-promotion going on out here. She's
yes.
like, yeah.
And happy anniversary while we're here to the sweet Wylene. Yeah, we celebrated a couple years ago. 5 years, 10 years together. Which is nuts because you were about to hit a milestone with Peter.
Yeah, thank you. 18,
I want to say
18,
it.
18, baby. 18,
no, 20.
Yes.
You're going to hit 20.
No, 20 since we like met, but 18 of marriage.
Okay.
Because we just talked about the fact that next year is 19. And then we had that conversation today. And that's why I can say with absolute certainty 18. Because if you'd asked me a week ago, I might have paused.
Okay. Hence, she didn't know we had hit 50 podcasts.
I didn't know we had 50 podcasts. I'm like the worst girlfriend slash wife slash partner ever.
At what point does someone ask you what's the secret to a long marriage? I'm at 5, but I've been 10 with her. I met her at a radio remote, by the way.
Which is wild.
Yeah, that's wild.
Nothing good comes from a radio remote.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm sorry.
So what's the secret?
The koozies.
What's the secret?
I think he still makes me laugh.
Okay.
I think that he's like one of the funniest people I know. He's one of the smartest people I know. I'm constantly going to him being like, what do I do?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
How long, who's been married here the longest? I'm curious. Greg? 36 years.
Yes.
Wow. She's a strong woman. You know.
She's like, yeah.
Can anyone beat 36 years?
56. Oh, yeah. Ah. Auntie and Uncle John.
Okay.
56.
Congrats.
56.
I mean, if you're going to be 36, you got to be old. Looking.
No.
I mean,
you don't have to be old to be 56. I'll have to introduce you to my lovely aunt and uncle after the show.
All right, this is from bpcrasher.com. If you guys ever want to send us a message, go ahead and send us a message that way or whatever. Just reach out. We love all you guys. This is from Emily. Is it okay to use a coupon on a first date? Yes. Has anyone done that?
People do. Well, here's the thing. That's interesting because, so I was just reading about get a little, like, honestly, like, this is so wild.
Okay.
26% of Americans are too money-stressed to have sex. Like it's a whole thing about like dating and all this stuff. People are like, I can't afford it. So really? I would think that you'd be like okay with somebody popping a coupon.
Hey, what would you do? Are you guys having sex out there? Watch everybody get awkward right now. Who's all having sex still? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everybody. Oh, all the time. Like, please.
Yes.
Can I get a coupon? I'm redeeming my coupon for love.
But how, all right, so now she wants to know, what about splitting the bill? I think that's totally fine on the first date. Oh, come on. Really?
You know me.
Yeah, I know you.
You know me, and I like to be, I don't know how much it was. I am very much like, oh, you're getting the tab, okay.
Where was the first place you and Peter went? Do you remember?
So here in Omaha, we just revisited our first Omaha date spot, because he lived in Chicago, and I lived in Omaha when we first started dating. And he came to town, and actually this is a really good story on account of the fact that I'd gone to see him. I met him in Chicago, and he's like, Omaha, Nebraska.
At a Tupperware party.
At a... No, even better, a baby shower.
There you go. There you go. What single guy goes to a baby shower? That's
cool,
awesome.
One?
That is a plan right there.
A
he
really...
was out there hunting.
He's like, yeah.
He was hunting. That man was hunting.
Click, 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 click. And so... I told him, I was like, oh, yeah, I live in Omaha, Nebraska. And he's like, is that just like cowboys and all this stuff? I was like, shut up. Like, you're so gross. You're being so Chicago right now. And he's like, I just imagine, like, and he's just teasing me because he can see it's riling me up. Well, so he comes to town to visit. And I don't realize that it's the same weekend as River City Roundup.
So he sees nothing but
so
cowboys.
We are down in the old market. And I was like, I have to go on record to say it is never like this down here. And he's like, yeah, nobody's a cowboy. I was like, it's River City Roundup.
Oh, which man.
Like anything to him. But we had drinks at Mr. Toad's. And then we went and had dinner at M's. And so last night we recreated. We went to dinner at M's last night.
Very nice.
I know. So sweet.
I don't want to ask about
times.
The sex. Yeah,
both but, times he paid.
Both times he paid.
You know what? It tasted so good. Because it was free.
Yeah. You know, that's what I feel about the samples at Costco and Sam's Club. Why are those samples so damn good?
I don't know, but man, they do get you. You taste it, you're like, yeah, I like, I think I could go with spinach ravioli. And you buy like a crate of it, you get home, you're like, gross, tastes like seaweed.
That is, it is interesting though, the samples, and they're not displayed in a great,
no,
it's a plastic cup and... Do you guys, who has it both memberships? Just me?
Oh,
come on.
No, just a couple people.
I can't be the only one. I will say that, who has Costco?
Yes.
Who has Sam's Club? Look at that.
Oh, come on.
Has the Sam's Club people been to Costco? Yes. It's a night and day game.
Yeah, it is.
Sam's Club is like Walmart. I mean, it really is.
They're owned by the same company.
And then Costco is like West O.
Yeah.
It's like Target,
yes.
Actually. And so I've gone to Sam's Club forever because it's right across the street.
Now you're stepping your game up.
And so here's the difference between the two that I've noticed, and I overthink this way too much. But the people that give out samples at Costco care more than the people at Sam's Club.
How do you know somebody's put in real time at warehouse stores when they're like, you know what? I can tell that they care more at Costco.
They do.
Than they do at Sam's Club. It's just, I can tell.
I think Costco sample people make commission because Sam's Club clearly does not.
I don't
right?
know. I can't speak to
does
that.
Does anyone
I don't know?
I don't That's my future,
so.
By the way. I'll be there if this podcast don't work.
Yeah.
I told
you and me
her,
both. You and me
here's
both.
Here's something we've never talked about. I told her that I signed up to DoorDash. You should have seen the look on her
this?
Face.
Seriously. He was like, you know what I'm thinking about doing? And I was like, what? And he's like, you know, make some extra money. Thinking about DoorDashing. I was like, you're going to be big party. And you're going to walk up to somebody's door and hand them food. They're going to think it's like a contest or something. Like, you'd be like, are you big party? And then you're going to be all like, no. I'm Mike.
Yeah. Exactly. But it was a plan because my whole career I've had to do guerrilla marketing, right? No one I've ever worked for has ever really helped us promote. It's been a weird thing. So I thought to myself, because my niece's boyfriend does DoorDash. And so I was asking him questions. I'm like, all right, so when you get the bag of food, can you get into it? And he's like, no, it's sealed up. And I'm like, bingo. So what I'll do is sign up to do DoorDash. I'll print out a bunch of stickers with those codes on it so people can scan it. And I'll put them on every bag. And they'll think that they're like McDonald's is sponsoring the big party show. I was like, this is awesome. And then she told me, you're going to pick up at a restaurant. And someone's going to say, hey, big party, what's up? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just here picking up food. And they're going to go, hey, dude, you forgot the mayo. So then I'd have to explain that. So anyway. Well,
yeah. So, yes.
So now they're texting me.
I'm sure they are. They think that they know that they've got a four-star driver. A man of a certain age.
You're
not going to call
I'm
in.
I'm sorry. Is there any Dashers here? We can work together. I can give you the stickers. You guys can admit it if you're a DoorDasher. What's the other food?
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
Yeah, Uber Eats.
Instacart. Any Instacart people? I signed up for that too, by the way. There's a waiting list.
Yeah, that's a real one.
What the heck? I love grocery stores.
Okay, here's the thing. I would do Instacart in a heartbeat because I love grocery stores and I love shopping for people and grocery stores. I could never do DoorDash. I wouldn't want to spend that much time hustling food for
people. You got to hustle.
Imagine what your car would smell like.
Oh.
You know, like somebody's like, pick up Indian. And somebody else is like, pick up Italian. And pick up French. Like, you just have like freaking.
I never thought of that.
Like, it'd be like Epcot Center inside your car. It would just constantly smell like it's a small world. Yeah. And you could like never get that smell out.
I never thought of that. I never thought of that
at
all.
Not everybody's getting burger and fries.
Yeah,
some people
I guess
are getting
you're right.
Some really stinky
like Indian
stuff.
Food curry, all that stuff mixed together. Yeah, yummy.
Delicious.
All right, I got one right here. If you could teleport to any bathroom, who's writing these things? These are great. In the world, which one would you choose?
Which bathroom in the world?
Anybody suggest a good one? Because I was just in one today wondering, why is it so awful?
I've actually been to the White House bathroom.
Have you really?
Yes, twice.
How was it? Did you steal anything?
It was really nice. It was really, really nice. I did not steal anything.
Okay.
How do you steal? You know there's cameras everywhere. There was a place that was watching you pee. It's
no,
the
I mean,
White
like,
House
I'm
bathroom.
Not saying steal like stuff that's valuable. I mean, like, steal some toilet paper. And say this is
Trump's
from
bathroom. Yeah, that would be like the goldest of gold.
Yeah.
He would have everything glittery. No, this was just the biggest thing is like I took they have the paper hand towels that you use, you know, which are nicer than like the pull, like wave your hand, and they all had the seal on it, and I took one of those.
Okay.
Because it had like the
so you did steal. If
well,
that's
I washed
stealing,
my, I
guess that's not
I dabbed
stealing.
My hands with it, I doubt they'd want it anymore.
Okay. I don't know. Men's bathrooms are the worst. The restrooms are the absolute worst. Craig, what do you think? Are they the worst?
No.
No. Women's are far worse.
I have not been in a women's restroom at a bar or anything before. What are you doing?
I used to work maintenance at the Nebraska Union.
So women's are worse than guys?
Yes.
Hey, I never...
I mean, don't look at me. I just steal hand towels.
Men's are, in my opinion, I've never been into women's, so I don't know. I just know that men's are always pretty
men's
bad.
Men's always seem gross to me. I mean, I remember in bar scene, like in my 20s, there was always a line for the girls' room because girls would get in there and they'd be like, I'll be fast. And then they weren't. They were dirty liars. And so you'd like be waiting in line and you'd hear them and they're laughing like, You're like, you're not being fast. So you dip into a guy's bathroom and have somebody cover for you.
Okay.
And it was always gross in there. I mean, I think part of it, though, maybe it wasn't gross. It was just, I don't understand the urinal cakes. Like, that is...
The urinal cakes?
Like, we don't have cakes in the girls' bathroom. We're cake-free.
You have, like, machines.
Yes.
Machines?
Like tampon machines, those things.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, you've got machines. Yeah. You've got machines, too. Yeah. You've got grimy machines. That's a need-based machine.
We don't have machines in a bathroom in a men's room. What machine would we have in a... What machines do we have in a men's room? Somebody help me. Condom machines. Greg's like, yeah. What's bizarre about the men's room is that the splatter of urine, when it gets on the wall...
What is wrong with you?
It freaking eats the paint away. How weird is that?
Not as weird as you sharing it.
Just trying to put you in the men's room.
Trying to put me in the mood.
Yeah, trying to put you in the mood.
What's this?
I don't know which one I'd choose. You guys are fun tonight. Thanks for coming. This is all going to be on YouTube channel, the Heard at One YouTube channel. And, of course, anywhere you can get a podcast.
So this isn't a dumb question. This is just a legit question. Somebody says, when are we getting bucket hats? When are we getting big party bucket hats?
Gracie?
We talked about bucket hats in the meeting, and we went with trucker hats, but I think bucket hats, I personally like bucket hats.
By the way, Molly's Catwoman shirt that I gave her, that is now officially on the merch.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we put it on there
about my
before
cat.
The show.
I know what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah. We just walk around.
I would love,
like,
I don't know
what?
When. We want to do merch drops. So basically how this has kind of been going on is that I kind of looked at other people's merch, right? And I noticed, and I'm not being mean. Well, I kind of am. But it seems like they only advertise themselves, you know, like, hey, we're this show, we're that show. But Molly and I are talking, and we're like, you know, the Party Crashers are the ones that made us who we are and why we're around still. So let's get them the merch, and then we can get the other stuff later. So the drops are going to be specific, and they're going to be good. I have a long list on my phone.
Oh, he does.
Of fun stuff. And now I'll put down the hat thing.
Yeah, bucket hat.
The bucket hat.
We talked about it because we're doing tote bags, too, and bucket hats. But yes, so that is, let me see what this one says.
Oh, my God, I love this one. I got this one. Mine. Okay. Would you rather have unstoppable farts? This is for you.
Oh, my God.
Molly, specifically Molly, would you rather have unstoppable farts?
Really, it says
or
specifically.
It doesn't. Or constantly smell a fart? I did not write this one. This is awesome. By the way, the ones we do not get through will be on,
the
podcast because there's a lot. All right, again, would you rather have unstoppable farts? I already have that.
You're like,
so
I
now I don't have
that
a question. Or constantly smell
done
a fart.
I think I would just rather constantly smell a fart. I wouldn't want to walk around this earth diseasing
constantly
other people.
Not what you're wearing.
I would fall on my scent sword and say that I would only smell farts and I wouldn't pollute all of you. You're welcome. I have to smell a fart for the rest of my life, which kind of working with this guy, again.
Constantly sort of, smell constantly a fart. Oh, my God. All
that's
right,
some
you
good
can
stuff.
Go.
All right, let me see what I got.
That's
all
good.
All right. Well, here we go. Where is the most inappropriate place you ever read a Harry Potter book?
Oh. All right, so we talked about that, and you wanted everyone to email you. We got someone that emailed, because we didn't say where, she wouldn't say.
Yes.
Basically, the conversation was this. Peter, if Peter had known where you read that book,
yes,
he would be the father of some other one's children.
Probably, yes.
Sorry, Mara and Declan.
This was information he found out after we got
all right,
married.
So where? Because someone emailed said church.
Church. No, I think church. I think Peter would have been like, I get it. Yeah. Sometimes boring. You just want to read something in church. When one of the new Harry Potter books came out, I was obsessed. And so, like, I would read it.
Are there Harry Potter people out here?
So, you know, like, a book would drop, and it was like your whole life stopped. Like, you'd been waiting 2 years.
Oh, it was
years. Weird.
I was telling you. I was like, I would drive by bookstores, and there would be people sitting out on curbs.
Yes.
Reading and not even going to their car. It's bizarre, but I'm not a Harry Potter person. So, I'm more of a porn guy. No, I'm kidding.
Shocker. Yeah, he's like, yeah, no, can't walk that horse back into the stable. So one year, my sister Anne came out to visit me in Chicago. And so we were like going all over the place. They wanted to go to Navy Pier.
Okay.
We went to a baseball game. Well, it coincided with the drop of the latest Harry Potter book. And I was like, I'm kind of busy. Like, I kind of like,
kidding?
Like, they want to go around and be like, summer in the city. I'm like, I want to spend it in my apartment reading Harry Potter books. Because that's why I was single.
Well, you said it.
I was not dating anyone at the time. So we went down to Navy Pier, and I ended up locking my keys in the car. So I stayed with the car, and I was reading the book and all this kind of stuff. But then the next day, they're like, we want to go see a Cubs game.
Okay.
And I was like, I'll go, but can I bring my book?
Oh, God.
So I was sitting at Wrigley Field watching a Cubs game and reading a Harry Potter book. Like,
really?
Everyone else is like, go! It was like some crazy, amazing game. People are freaking out. And I am like, could you please not spill beer on my Harry Potter book?
All right, so that's where it was. Okay.
Yeah, it was Wrigley Field at a Cubs game. And Peter's like, no, you weren't. Because he's a lifelong Cubs fan. So, like, for him, he's like, oh, you're just joking. Like, you're just kidding around with me. I was like, no, I really... Anne's like, no, she really did it. She really sat with us. We're all drinking and having a good time. And she
is reading a Harry
book.
Potter book.
And those books are, like,
big.
Yeah. Like, it's not like you, like you like go in and you're like, I've brought a brick with me.
What was that sex book, that sex slave book?
50 Shades of Grey.
See, you know me. You know where we're going. 50 Shades of Grey. That was weird.
I never read it.
I can't imagine you reading it. You read Harry Potter. When that book came out, did all you ladies read that book? No.
There's like this.
Oh my God, it changed everything. It was all about this. I'd never read it, by the way, either. But I know things. There was like a contract, right? There's a contract. Gracie read it. Oh, Gracie, look
wow.
at you. Innocent Gracie.
Love it.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody wanted this contract stuff. Were you interested in the contract stuff? No? Okay. Uh-huh.
That was a weird book.
And whenever I would go to a pool or anything, women would be there reading the book by themselves. I mean, you go to a pool to check out chicks, right? Is that what we do?
I don't know.
Is that me?
What you do?
Yeah,
like,
I'm the creepy guy.
Now you got your
own pool.
Anyway,
that was a weird deal is all I'm trying to say.
You invited me over. Creepy. So you have your own pool and you invited me over. Were you going to check me out?
No. No, God, no. You think way too good of yourself right now. Come on. I don't even want my sister over at the pool. That's weird. In the bikini. Looking all,
look at you. Yeah. Your sister has a body. She can wear whatever she wants.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying anything else. Yeah. We're good. We're good. All right. Would you rather wear a bib every time you eat out or drink from a sippy cup every time you're at home? And I'm drinking this thing. This is so close to a sippy cup.
That is. It's an adult sippy cup. I love those. Is that one of the Yeti wine ones?
Uh-huh.
Those things.
No, this is a knockoff.
Oh, it is? If you get the corksicle ones, does anybody have the corksicle ones?
I have one at home, too.
They're like the high-end ones, and I swear to God, I got it as a gift for like being a bride helper or something, and it was like the perfect bride helper gift. You're like, you're a drinker. Here you go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're like, I need one after helping you with your wedding. And so they gave it to us. This thing is like a Yeti.
It's...
Like, you leave ice in it. I remember we took it up to the lake, and it was one of those things, like, you put ice in a drink and sifted out of it, and the next morning, you know, collecting the glasses, getting ready to wash up, it still had ice.
It's
my
isn't
drink
that crazy?
Was still cold, so I could just start drinking all over
Well, again. How does that even work? All right, so the first time I got one of these cups, we went to Oceans of Fun.
Oh.
Right? I left it in the car, and it was hotter than ever.
Was it just you and Wylene?
It was you too, right? Yeah, okay, that's right. Okay, yeah, so...
Making sure we had kid coverage.
But it kept iced, and it was hotter than hell out the whole day.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it... I mean, I don't know...
I don't know what those Yetis are made out of. They're, it's like something from the... That's like proves that like aliens exist.
So what do you think, a bib or...
I'd wear a bib.
Okay. Bring her a bib up.
I would. I mean, what?
I would love a bib.
I wouldn't.
Would
feel
you
weird
like a bib?
I wouldn't feel weird about a bib. They give you a bib when you eat a lobster.
You should always have a bib.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. We went to.
You should have one with you.
New merch idea. New merch. Yeah, bibs.
Big party.
Would anyone buy it if we put that on there? Yes. We all should have bibs. That just makes sense now. I don't know about that sippy cup thing.
No, the sippy cup thing I couldn't do. I mean, that just seems, that falls in line with that weird baby video you shared with us on Friday. That yeah. guy who's like a forever baby.
Did you guys see that episode? Who all watches on YouTube, by the way? You guys watch on YouTube. The best way to get the full experience is to listen and then on Spotify or wherever, and then watch her facial expressions.
Oh my God.
On YouTube. So anyway, that's your task
that's
this
your,
week.
Your homework.
That's what you're doing.
Your homework from the show.
All right, so what's the worst smell in the world?
Farts.
Oh, come on. Dead animals suck. Actually, I like the smell. You know you're driving down the road.
Oh, no. Behind you.
And you smell a skunk.
Oh.
I actually like that smell.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
No, probably triggers something in you. It's like that. I like the
what
smell.
What would that trigger? That's a weird.
I love the smell of gas. Gasoline.
Oh.
I love the smell of gasoline. And especially in the summertime, there's something about that heat. And when you're like when you're gassing up your car and the fumes, there's something about it. I don't know. I just like immediately go back to high school. It also might be because I'm high from the fumes of the car.
What's your guys' worst? Give us a worst smell out there. Anyone got a worst smell? Vomit.
Oh, yes. Ugh. Yes. Ugh. Good call. I didn't even think about that. Ugh.
I used to gag whenever I picked up dog poop in the yard. But you know what saved me? COVID. Isn't that weird?
You lost your smell.
I lost my smell, and it never came back for
right.
poop. So now I'm able to pick up poop in the backyard. Wylene
wow,
used to watch me
gift.
Gagging.
The universe takes away, but they give you back, and who can say the fabric of life?
But I would agree with vomit.
Yeah, vomit's gross. There I would also go. Say nothing's worse than like a porta potty in the summer. I'm sorry, right? Like, I mean, it's just not yes. good. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about
Someone
it.
Someone give us another bad one because I'm burnt skin.
Oh, doesn't it just smell like pork?
Burnt hair is pretty bad. I don't know what burnt skin smells like.
Yeah, burnt hair is not oh. good. Okay. Oh, all right. Stinky feet. I mean,
how
I don't
bad
know.
Do you have to burn your skin for it to smoke and give you some smell? How do you know? Have you burnt yourself? Okay. She's like, yes.
She's like, yeah. He's done it at home.
People
it
are
stinks.
People are trying to eat.
I know.
Welcome to the show.
Okay, here's fun. Oh, and this one will be fun to
here's
hear.
Here's fun.
Oh, here's fun. Whatever. I'm just kidding. What is the craziest excuse you've ever given for calling into work?
Ooh.
Right? Like, everybody in this room has one of those. Like, where you're just like, I mean, I saw one recently. I saw there's a clip on TikTok, and it's a woman, and she's calling into work, and she's standing by her microwave, and she keeps pressing the button, so it keeps beeping. She's like, I'm at the hospital. Beep.
Oh, God, I love that.
And she keeps, like, since she's like, I don't know if I'm going to beep, make it in, beep, and making it sound like there's, like, a machine going. It is the best. Like, I was like, this lady, she's like, I'll let you know when I get the results back. Beep.
Have you guys, did anyone have a good one? Are we putting you on? I don't really have a one. I haven't called in sick in so
long.
You've
never, like, had to call off, and nothing's worse than calling off and then getting caught. I mean, I just say that because from, like, a restaurant job experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was always the one where you try to get somebody to cover your shift. You're like, would you work Saturday for me? No. Will you work Saturday for me? I'll give you $50. No.
Okay.
I mean, that was, like, always the case. You try to, like, bribe people and buy them. And then finally you're like, well, I bought tickets to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not working Saturday night. Like, y'all can figure it out.
So
that's the only time I remember.
Has anyone out there ever called in sick or used the excuse of, like, someone dying? Yeah, now we got some people.
You're like, now we're hearing the truth out there.
But it's not true. So you lied. All right.
Well, that is called the craziest excuse you've given to not going to work. It's usually not, it's the truth. You're usually not given the crazy truth.
No, usually you're not.
I did once have to call in for work. Okay, get a load of this. This is unbelievable. It was while I was waiting tables. Maybe it's because I've called off before. But I was washing dishes in my house. I had my hand inside of a pint glass, and it shattered around my hand, and it sliced open my knuckles. And I couldn't go to work because I was a server, and I had, like, this crazy... My boss made me get on the bus and go to downtown Chicago to show her my hand.
Oh, what a horrible human.
And then what I did, she's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, it's really bad. Like, I don't think, like, she's like, no, I'm calling you on this. Like, you come down here and you show me your hand. And I wrapped it up in like 20 dish towels and put it like a beach towel around it. I was seriously like, and it's Chicago public transportation. So like another weirdo, who knows?
Yeah.
Like, it's like nobody even blinked an eye. Like, exactly. And then I showed up and I showed her.
All right. What random skill do you wish you could do or have that you don't now? I mean, I got all the skills. What skill?
I would love to play guitar.
Oh.
Like, I wish I knew how, like, I should know how to play guitar. Like, it seems my personality, like, I should be good at pool, and I'm not.
Okay.
But I have the personality where you're like, she's good at pool.
Okay. You've never thought of this before, have you? I thought it was a different type of skill there, talking like...
Oh!
Yeah. That's what I thought.
That's where your head went. Well, how about we just keep it into nice guitar pool land? And what would you do then?
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay. If animals could talk, which one would be the nicest and the meanest?
Oh.
Which, and then there's a second part of that question. So if animals could talk, mean like being mean, like bitchy and rude?
You know what would be really funny?
Which one would be?
Is if all of a sudden cats and dogs could talk and you realize what jerks dogs are.
Oh,
and that cats are just like the sweetest thing ever. That dogs are like, you are such a sucker. Like, yeah, I love you, loser. And cats this whole time have been aloof because they just lack the self-confidence to think that they're worth loving.
I think cats would be the meanest. And I like cats. Do we have cat people here?
Yes.
Do we have dog people here? Yeah.
Always and forever.
Ask her about her cat, I dare you.
He's a precious angel sent straight from heaven.
Which animal would you guys be? Which would you be?
What animal would I be?
I'd be an eagle.
Ca-ca.
Just soaring. Do you guys know how eagles make love? Do you guys want to know? It's pretty fascinating. It's how I make love. No, not really.
Well, he's like, don't give away our bedroom secrets. Yeah.
What they do is they connect in the middle of the air, and they connect, and then they, as they're falling to the ground, they're doing it. That's about all I know.
Wow.
What happens after? Do they disconnect and fly off? Orgasmic like and stuff. I'm guessing.
Are you a teacher?
Well, like, it's funny because I got an image, or didn't you send that to me about frogs and how they play dead?
They play dead.
Did you know this?
Female frogs play dead. Like,
they're like laying on the.
Apparently, when the male frog's like, "Hello," the girl's like, she goes like. And I'm like, let's hear it for the female frogs.
I don't know how we got there.
I didn't realize that that's the term it was. I always thought it was just playing possum. Barely.
And then what do praying mantises do?
They eat the head off. They like
off the male.
Yes.
What's up with that?
It's a one-time thing for the guy. That's it. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
If you didn't, oh well.
How long are we going? How long you guys want us to go tonight?
They're like, we're almost done.
I think
with
Patrick's got to be home at 10, right, Patrick? Yeah. Are you ready?
Well, we still have to do Fun Factory.
We got Fun Factory, and we've got Employee of the of the month.
Yeah, so we got to get going on this.
Are you guys familiar with Employee of the Month and what we've been doing? We do it backwards, where normally at the end of the month, you issue somebody Employee of the Month, right? Well, we issue it for the month before, the month after, or whatever.
No, it's the month that you're currently in. So, like, all of a sudden, you didn't have to do anything. You're just halfway through July, and now you're Employee of the Month. It makes no sense.
Well,
it doesn't make
it
any sense on
check.
Any planet.
Peter, your husband.
Yes.
By the way, again.
Managed to get Employee of the Month on the Big Party Show podcast.
He's the Talent Manager and Husband of the Year nominee. I enwich him the winner of the Husband of the Year 22, 23, and 24.
Self-promotion. Mm-hmm. You're such a...
I figured if you say it enough, it just happens.
Yeah, you're a needy...
Guys, everyone that's married, guys, to your wife, whenever you do something nice, or you should be always doing something nice, just say, hey, here's, you know, this from the future Husband of the Year. So if you do it long enough, she'll start buying you stickers and shit. I have a plaque.
Yeah, you
that's
do.
Fiance of the Year, right? Yeah.
She's like, that's going to get revoked tonight. After it did it. All right, I say we, right. No more questions. Let's get
okay.
into fun facts.
We'll do some of these questions again on the podcast
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Monday,
this is so. Great because now we've got future questions for the podcast. But I want to see the fun factory. You always
right,
come
so
up with
so the fun factory is basically, if you guys, I know with a lot of you guys listen, but it's really visual as well. It's based, in the end, my algorithm on all my social media is so damaged. I get the weirdest videos.
I don't know why.
You know, so.
Tell us more about bald eagles making love.
All right. So just weird stuff. And I figured, why don't we just share this stuff? So she doesn't know. But I sit there and watch all this weird stuff and just get weird. All right, here's a new fashion trend for Molly.
Oh. I take this fish and actually make these prints that you see on these towels over here. And are they fun? You then can clean the fish off and take it out on the grill. So you've got to fish to go along with your beach towels by the pool or out on the beach. Mix that in so they mix together. Kind of a red and
what?
A pink. Just lay that down. I guess the time has come to open up and see how we're doing.
Oh my God, that's so
turned
gross.
Out just great. You can see the eyes. There we go. Now go ahead and wash this off.
Terrible.
Take it out and put it on the grill. And I'll tell you, you've got a wonderful project that is really unique. And
yeah,
by the way,
is.
You can also put this on a t-shirt. Have fun with your fish.
Oh my God.
I was
Does
so tempted on
like
making
it?
You a shirt. I was so tempted.
I take back the worst smell is farts.
But that would have been weird, yeah.
The worst smell is whatever that beach towel smells like after it's been in the sun with the fish print
Look
on it.
Look at that thing. All right.
Oh, I here's, got you a beach towel. You're like, my God.
Here's some vomit. Relationship advice. All right. This is 5 simple ways to calm down.
Oh.
Are you in a relationship with a woman and you're tired of all that hooting and hollering? Well, here are 5 surefire ways passed down from generation to generation of men on how to calm those ladies down. Number 5, just tell her to calm down. Sometimes women get all caught up in their womaning and forget the basic rules of polite discourse. A gentle reminder to calm down should simmer the situation. Number 4, remind her to relax. This helps ladies who understand their level of energy is inappropriate but aren't quite sure what the next step to take. Number 3, you're here, I need you here. Your simple physical action can help demonstrate the de-escalation necessary in the situation. Number 4, pretend this is your crazy knob. We need to turn it way down. Again, just another physical demonstration to show them the proper path. And number 1, only to be used in extreme cases, you're acting like your mother, and this world doesn't need 2 bitches that crazy walking around. Just use these 5 simple methods, and you'll never have an out-of-hand lady again. We'll see you next time.
When you're womaning and whatever that means.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's his house on fire behind him. With all of his things still in it.
God, that's funny. All right, what being a parent has taught you?
What has being a parent taught you?
How to drink.
Better answer. Let me think.
No, you good. You good. You good. That was perfect. That was perfect.
How
to drink? Is that what being a parent has taught you?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
My children are here. Oh.
I forgot. Sorry.
I can tell.
All right.
Bald eagles making love.
Milks for babies. Ugh. Sorry, guys.
Drink your milk, kids.
I don't want milk. Milk's for babies.
Yeah, babies.
Oh, yeah? Well, I happen to know that milk helps build strong bones. So drink up.
Well, Mr. Miller told me he never drinks milk. Look at him.
Yeah.
Hi, kids.
Oh, that's not good.
Drink your milk, kids.
Oh, my God.
Can we play that one more time, Gracie?
Oh, my God.
Drink your milk, kids.
I don't want milk. Milk's for babies.
Milk's for babies.
Yeah, babies.
Oh, yeah? Well, I happen to know that milk helps build strong bones. So drink up.
Well, Mr. Miller told me he never drinks milk. Look at him.
Yeah.
Hi, kids.
Oh, that's not good.
So stupid.
Chugging the milk.
Got milk.
So stupid.
Oh.
Oh
have
God.
You ever had last second doubts?
What?
What?
Hey, babe. I don't want to do this anymore. I think it's a stupid idea. I don't want to make this video no more. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Whew. And the last one for the night, we have the new fashion trend for the fellas.
Wait a damn minute. All right, it says cut the center straight up on. So we're gonna try this, y'all. We're gonna see how this does.
Oh no.
I think like that. All right, it looked good on her, so let's see how it looks on me. See if we can start a new fashion trend for the fellas. I'm not mad at it.
Is he gonna have a thing in the back?
Pull it up. Okay. Okay. What? This gonna be my new merch, y'all. I'm gonna call this the Cheap Nitro Crotch Top. Yeah. Cheap Nitro Crotch Top. Y'all, what? What? Give me it. Let's go.
The Nitro
Is that what you're wearing underneath your employee?
Top.
Is that what you're
yeah.
wearing?
Did you All right, we have an employee of the month.
Yes.
All right.
Here we go. So excited. Can't wait to see.
This is how legends are.
Yeah!
God.
This is how legends are made. This is how legends are made.
Congratulations, Murray. You done good.
You've managed now, to pick the one person I can't be mad about.
Yes. Now, Murray isn't here to accept his award. You are.
Oh, my gosh. What did he get? I'm so jealous of my cat. All right, let's see what we got. What is... Oh, Oh, wow.
Something to hang in your studio.
This is going
to
go in the studio. You're going to be hanging up on the wall of the studio. Got new studio art. And then this little something or another. Oh, my gosh. Look. It says employee of the month. He's going to love this. Wow.
He done good. There's always next month.
Always next month. Now that we've opened it up to pets, why do I think it's going to be a minute until I see this award for myself?
All right, that is it, people. We want to thank you guys all for taking part of this, our first podcast ever. We are going to do this again, for sure. I want to thank Jocelyn DeBonis.
Yes, thank you,
very
Jocelyn,
funny.
So much. Thank you. What a great set.
Whenever
thank
she's out
so
and
much.
About, Funny Bone, wherever, make sure you go see her and support her as well. Thank you, Jocelyn, for jumping on and helping us out tonight. And thank you all to you guys for doing this. It really means a lot. I mean, I really feel that Molly and I are where we need to be doing this podcast.
Yeah, I really love doing it.
You know, so.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll be doing this again. The goal, of course, I have these crazy goals all the time. We'll be taking over the whole bar this time, and that way we'll all just have
in
a giant
moon,
party. Yeah.
Top of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
We'll have a couple different locations.
But thank you again. Let's party on still. Make sure you check out the podcast. Again, you guys are all going to be on it. And any photos that you guys take or anything like that,
please,
sure you, if you post them, use the hashtag
Big Party Show.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You guys have a good night and do yourself good. No one has to leave. You guys keep partying. We're just going to party. It's Saturday night. And it's so no one has to leave. We just chill and party. And hang out. Have a toga party. Get naked.
A Huda Media Production.